Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. WorldCoin introduces WorldChain. Socket introduces the Chain Abstraction Protocol. Applications open for Arbitrum Foundation Grants Phase 3. And Stakewise plans to deploy V3 on Gnosis Chain. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is sponsored by Harpy, an on-chain security solution for Ethereum-based wallets. Harpy helps you detect and prevent malicious transactions before they execute, safeguarding your assets from theft in real time. Secure your wallet for free at harpy.io/ETHDaily. WorldCoin, the digital identity network founded by OpenAI's Sam Altman, introduced WorldChain, a new Layer 2 network built on the OP stack that prioritizes human users. The network will give priority block space to wallet addresses that are verified through WorldID's proof of personhood credentials, aiming to reduce spam and bot activity. Currently, the WorldCoin protocol operates on OP mainnet and has a global user base of about 10 million, with 5 million of those users having already verified their identities using an orb. According to the project, WorldCoin users account for about 44% of the activity on OP mainnet. The launch of the new Layer 2 network is scheduled to go live in the summer of this year and will include a gas allowance for WorldID verified users. Socket, a liquidity aggregation layer, reintroduced itself as the Chain Abstraction Protocol, a new architecture that features modular order flow actions, an auction-based system where execution agents like sequencers, validators, market makers, solvers, and keepers compete to execute user requests. The new approach reduces the need for users to have to bridge by allowing them to cover execution costs on their preferred chain, while an execution agent carries out the request on the target chain. The design aims to address liquidity fragmentation and a worsening user experience caused by the increasing number of modular chains. The Arbitrum Foundation is now accepting applications for the third phase of its grant program, open to teams developing on Arbitrum 1, Arbitrum Nova, Orbit, or Stylus. The phase excludes infrastructure, education, events, and community projects. The grants range from an average of $10,000 to $150,000 in ARP tokens, dispersed based on the achievement of KPI-based milestones. Phase 3 includes 5 grant tracks, including the Growth Track for projects on Arbitrum Testnet, the Advanced Growth Track for projects on Arbitrum Mainnet, a multi-chain growth track for applications launched on other chains, along with tracks for Orbit and Stylus projects. The application period closes in late June, and grants are awarded on a rolling basis, with final decisions made by the Arbitrum Foundation. And lastly, liquid staking protocol Stakewise announced plans to launch the third iteration of its protocol on Gnosis Chain. The release will help expand the GNO node operator set and stake all unbounded GNO tokens. It will also feature new functionalities for staking withdrawals, liquid solo staking, and it aims to restore the SGNO and RGNO peg. Currently, Stakewise's deployment on Gnosis Chain holds 36% of all staked GNO tokens with a TVL of about $24 million. In other news, Mint unveils its Layer 2 chain built on the OP stack, the Omni token airdrop claim goes live, and Dune Analytics supports Lenea data. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.